When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, honestly, they know us. We know them. Just going based off of first time we played, we just got to control all of the controllables on our end. We play our best ball. That's literally all that matters because, based off the last game, we shot ourselves in the foot, multiple times. And, we feel like we are the better team and we just got to go play better, and when we prepare, obviously we're going to do what we do, and we're going to attack them. We're going to go right at them, and we just got to literally execute better than they execute. It's going to be one of those type of games. We just got to be on top of our game from start to finish. We can't, come out playing around with them. We just got to go out there and handle our business. So I feel like if we come out and we do that, we will get the win.
All right, that's Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. on earlier this week with the Junks right here on the Team 980. I think that's Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. is how you can listen to that. So we feel like we are the better team. Well, if they feel like they're the better team, then a win is not necessarily a statement win and should not necessarily say anything grand or over the top to the rest of the NFL world, right? Because if you feel you're the better team and then that gets proven on the field, well, maybe some others around the nation might go, oh, look at the Commanders. Or maybe we should be expecting because of Jaden Daniels and because they're 9-5 and because they're at home and because people still think the Eagles, something is fishy going on with them. Maybe people won't be surprised by a Washington win.
Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network picked Washington to win by 1 point.
Ooh.
So that's the only guy that's picked Washington to this point.
I got to get DJ on the show.
Don't get me started with that. Brian Robinson was wrong as hell. What was he supposed to say?
You think that was just players speak?
Yes.
And we often hear coach speak. That's players speak, right?
What was he supposed to say? Oh, yeah.
If we do this right, if we take it to them, we hit them with a hat on a hat and all that stuff, sure.
Exactly.
But some part of – so you don't – am I catching the drift that you don't necessarily believe that he believes that they're the better team? Because to say we're a better team, we believe we're a better team. I understand where he's coming from. The problem is it's really hard to extrapolate where he's coming from and where and what they didn't do well enough on that Thursday night game. Even though you could again make an argument that for 52 minutes they were the better team. And they probably were. The problem is this is a game of 60 minutes.
I just have a hard time within any context saying they're the better team. That's just not true in any shape or form. But they do got a shot.
So you think Brian Robinson is delusional, or do you just think he is just saying what he's got to say?
That's what he's supposed to say.
Right, but he doesn't have to say we're a better team.
Yeah, I want to say.
I mean, nobody was putting a gun to his head saying we're EB didn't go.
Radio interview.
No, I'm just saying, EB didn't say, "Are you the better team?" Like, you guys know you're the better team, right? He didn't bait him into that or anything like that.
It's not about being baited. It's how he feels. It's his confidence. He should feel that way, but he's wrong.
Well, why is he wrong?
Yeah. Come on, Chris.
I mean, just based on a one-game sample size?
It's based on the first 15 weeks of the season, Chris. 14 weeks of the season. The Eagles have been better than Washington in every shape or form.
I mean, they've been better.
He said
yes.
what he was supposed to say.
Yeah, there's they've been better, more, but when you're comparing two teams, athletes, you know this, you're an athlete, right? Or you were an athlete or whatever. You're going to sit there and say, well, wait a second. What they do against Cleveland and Carolina versus what we do doesn't really matter. It's what you do head to head. And so he's saying we were the better. I mean, in a nutshell, he's saying we're the better team for most of that game. Head-to-head. Like, you're saying it's about what happened over the course of a season. Yes, they've won 10 in a row. Yes, they're 12-2. All of that. Yes, they blew out Pittsburgh, granted, without Pickens, and some things went sideways for Pittsburgh. But and we lost by 1 point. I guess my point is, when you say, well, what's happened all year, but from a Commander's perspective, they're going to sit there and say, one game, short week, on the road, we were the better team for 52 minutes.
Yeah, but they were out-physicaled and outclassed in that game, if we're being real about it. Like, Philadelphia and what they have up front, we cannot stop them consistently from running the football. It took two chunk Saquon Barkley runs to prove that. They're just more talented top to bottom than we are, and it's not even really a debate. I think the only area where we are significantly are better than them is at quarterback. Which is an important position to be better at, but
yeah,
I think that's where Washington's advantage is. I don't fault Brian Robinson at all for what he said. He's supposed to say that. If he would have said anything else, I would have had a problem.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they're going to win. Doesn't mean he's right. That's what you're supposed to say, though.